USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he would be disappointed if North Korea is continuing to test nuclear weapons.
I'd be disappointed if something would be in the works, and if it is, we'll take care of it, but we'll see. We're watching it very closely.
North Korean officials said over the weekend that they had performed another crucial test at its long-range launch site. A tornado in Louisiana on Monday is responsible for at least one death. Vernon Parish Deputy Calvin Turner says they're seeing significant structural damage.
Trees and roadways, just having a hard time getting to some of the locations. This isn't a rural part of our parish.
That audio courtesy of Fox News and the troubled Boeing 737 MAX airliner's production is going to be suspended until further notice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can say to the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
New York City honors those who have fought hard to make the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund permanent. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
At a Monday morning ceremony, Mayor Bill de Blasio presented the city's highest civic honor, the Bronze Medallion, to unions, first responders, politicians, and organizations who all lobbied to get compensation for thousands who are injured or sick from the toxic debris from the 9/11 terrorist attacks in Lower Manhattan.
For 18 long years, reminded our nation you can't just give lip service to those who serve. You actually have to do something about it.
Among those honored posthumously were firefighter Ray Pfeiffer and police officer Luis Alvarez, who both repeatedly went to Washington while they were dying of cancer, begging lawmakers to make the fund permanent.
And another record high on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gained 101 points to finish at 28,236. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped 2 cents a gallon, down to $2.56, which is the lowest level since March. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop in the price of the pump, as inventories jumped yet again to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us Oklahoma has the lowest price, while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is $2.17. Amongst the nation's priciest states for gas, Hawaii at $3.64, which is finally overtaken California, which slid to $3.62 a gallon. In third place, Washington State, an average of $3.23 per gallon.
Richard Jewell's widow spoke out after his name is back in the national headlines after legendary Hollywood actor and director Clint Eastwood's new movie, Richard Jewell, opened nationwide Friday. Dana Jewell tells Fox News what she thought of the movie.
I enjoyed the movie. We, my family and friends and I, we laughed and we cried. We cried a lot. It's, you know, it shows that he was the hero. And I think it shows very well what the media and the FBI did to him.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.